Futures Past by Kate Roddenbush. Crossing through the cacophony of progress in our shining desert metropolis, we waver and stop to witness a modern utopic vision surrender to a dystopic fate. A monument to man's technological advancement has been mysteriously abandoned to time and left to seed. In its place, a monument to nature grows out of the fertile ground. The angular black steel roots of the modern computer circuitry, taking the shape of a stepped pyramid, give way to the ancient roots of a sacred Bodhi tree. The flowing root system of the Bodhi tree reclaims the black steel relic of our future's past in its embrace and signals the end of consumptive collapse and the beginning of evolved consciousness. The pyramid structure is made of a black steel lace which crawls and wraps around the four walls, filtering light in layered angular Mohr patterns of movement. A bold, narrow silver arch of circuitry marks the entry, and a surreal, archaic altar exists inside, as if a survivor of this civilization had no gods but computers, and so set up a little offering inside the temple. A chandelier hangs from the ceiling, taking the shape of multiple geometric forms of the seed of life. It's as if the seed of life above was sending its energy into the earth below. As a contrast to the world below, the entire 10-foot Bodhi tree has been designed as if it is a sentient being, watching the chaos below with eye-like branches. Overhead, the Bodhi leaf at the center of the top tree branches is made of a silver reflective steel, symbolizing enlightenment. The night view of futures past will be really phenomenal. Saturated green light from the ceiling will bathe the pyramid in a futuristic glow, casting ghostly circuit board patterns on the ground around futures past. The chandelier is illuminated from below. The chandelier's mirrors and the altar's two-way glass will come alive with organic elliptical reflections, providing a contrast to the eerie circuit board glow of the digital pyramid. The branches reach up and they curve out, illuminated. They hang over the edge of the top platform, accentuating their wiggly forms in opposition to the angular structure below. As found in myriad explorations of lost civilizations, akin to the temples of Chichen Itza and Taprom, this tree both supports and consumes the immortal efforts of mankind. This symbolic and symbiotic balance of existence with the natural world must be echoed today if humankind is to survive going forward. We must learn from the mistakes of collapsed civilizations. Technology alone will not save us. Technology, after all, is crafted by the hands of humans, ruled by both integrity and ignorance. Like the growth of the tree that both sustains the structure of our pyramid and prospers from its strength, our objective must be an evolving equilibrium with our home planet. Without honoring the interdependent ecosystem of which we are a part, the system circuitry of our modern civilization will slowly return to Earth. Action, or inaction, in the face of change is the fulcrum on which the survival of a species rests. To be an active participant in the present moment is the only way to shape what is to come. As above, so below, roots are a central theme of futures past. They refer to our modern digital circuitry as it maps our information, holds our memory, and calculates our future. The Bodhi tree above represents our connection to the natural world and to the intangible, unknowable life force whose energy holds the web of our collective consciousness, connecting us all on a higher plane of circuitry. Our futures past is now.